Blog Talk Radio.
So glad that you've decided to join us today. Casey, my co-host extraordinaire, who did an amazing job last week on the show, is having to work tonight, unfortunately. So I'm joined by the next best thing. I'm joined by Greg Dye, and I'm also joined by Hunter Champion. Gentlemen, welcome. How are y'all doing tonight?
Hey, now. We're actually having some interesting tests today without Casey, because we're going to see if all this equipment works.
That's right. So this was not the week for Casey to miss, is what I've decided, unless this episode records and no one hears us because we hadn't got the mics worked out, because you totally cannot tell on our tools whether it works.
This may be completely nothing.
Yeah, this is the Emily Harwell episode. We had one of those episodes where we had an amazing 45 minutes with her, and then it was just terrible because then we found out it didn't work and it didn't record, so that was no good. But this was not the night for him to miss, because we're getting to try out the new microphones that you've been hearing about, as well as the new room. This is just a trial, not all the bells and whistles yet, but it's pretty awesome, Greg. We are into your debt greatly.
If it works, you're into my debt. If it doesn't work, then
I can make fun of you until you get it correct, right?
Mercilessly.
Excellent. Hunter, well, thank you for joining us tonight.
Yes, glad to be here. Glad to see all the new equipment. This is turning out very nicely.
Yeah, this is, I'm telling you, this is big time. And we toyed around with the idea of maybe doing Facebook Live tonight, but we will wait. We are totally capable and ready to do it, but we need to wait on Casey. I mean,
Casey has to be here for...
Yeah. It would be somewhat of a slap in the face, really, if we did it without Casey, so we better not do that. So this is going to be maybe a little shorter edition of the show than what we normally do, just because of several things that's going on tonight, but that's okay. As we always do, we like to recap the week that was. We preview the week that is going to, and we also will do some. Usually, we'll do a little random question segment. We won't do random question segment per se tonight because both of you guys have been on the show before, and we have done random questions with each of you, and you've done a marvelous job.
Oh, but you know, you haven't done random questions with you. Which Casey did last week.
That's
with the
true, and you're totally free to do that if you can get it in all in about 15 minutes. This is a so this is kind of a cool Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. If you're going to be listening tonight or throughout the week, hope everyone had a great Valentine's Day. Hunter, we know that you didn't give your wife anything because your love is enough. That's what you said.
It is
right?
Enough. She gets it every day.
Every single day.
365.
Wow. Greg, are you that kind of husband, or did you get your wife something for Valentine's Day?
My wife hates Valentine's Day. My wife actively protests Valentine's Day.
She put something on Facebook today about...
it being a martyr's...
That doesn't even surprise me.
Yeah, that's Leslie's personality is, don't give me anything. It's not a big deal. Love on me on some random Wednesday when I'm having a bad day, which makes sense.
When it's genuine.
Yeah.
Because I got my wife something today, it wasn't genuine?
Yes.
Because it was totally genuine. It was cupcakes by which one of you ended the fruits of that labor.
It wasn't of your labor, but it was.
It was the fruits of my wallet. It was the fruits of my wallet. So let's get in. Greg, we know you weren't with us. But Hunter, were you? No, Hunter, you weren't there either. So I'm going to have to be doing a little recap, and y'all can still enter him because y'all always have opinions. And Greg,
we
know. So this past Sunday was our final episode, our final series of our Losers Club, and where we talked about different characters. We talked about Moses. We've talked about John the Baptist. We've talked about Rahab. And this past Sunday, we talked about someone. Have you heard who we talked about that night? We talked about Bartimaeus.
Mm, Cool.
Blind Bartimaeus. And, you know, he's one of those.
Blind people are losers. Quint, you're a horrible person. What? Why would you say that?
No, it's called a losers club because we all can relate to these people.
Are you blind?
No, I'm not blind. I have been spiritually blind before. There it is.
Now you get deep.
There it is, right? So we talked about Bartimaeus and how there's about 6 or 7 verses devoted to Bartimaeus. Make the top 10 characters of the Bible. Probably would make the top 20. But why is it that God decided to insert him into Scripture? And so we kind of talked about his story. And we talked about how he went after Jesus, even though the crowd tried to persuade him not to. And it wasn't, you know, he said, "Oh, God, Son of David, have mercy on me." And the crowd said, basically in today's terms, "Shut up. What? Who are you? Who do you think you are that you're, you know, talking like this to Jesus?" But that didn't make him stop. In fact, Scripture says that he screamed out again. And we kind of talked about what, and then I'll ask y'all this. Why is it that we find some people that are very desperate for God, and some of us are not? You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not talking about maybe like in your worship, superficially, and maybe
just like in everyday life.
Just in
some
everyday
people,
life.
Some people like really need God.
Exactly.
The others are like, nah.
You're kind of jaded. It's just like, you know, I'm saved. Great. But some people are like, man, I want more of him today than I ever have before. Why are there some people like that and some people that just don't? Can't have much holy hush. A little pause is okay, but too much holy hush.
The spirit fell.
Yeah. Yes.
He was speaking.
There's an opinion.
I was listening.
I believe there's an opinion. Give it to me.
So I would say that it depends on how much you're submitting to him, right? Like, if you submit to him, he's going to fill you with everything you can take. But if you're like, no, I'm good. I'm going to be me. He's like, well, if you want to be you, you don't have to be any of me.
I think experience, what you've been exposed to and experienced, you know, either that fire is there or, you know, or not burning as hot.
Yeah. And one of the examples we gave that night was, let's say that you're out in the pool in the summertime, which is quickly approaching. We wish it was quickly approaching.
Yes.
And you're out on the pool, and let's say a buddy just throws you a life raft just for fun. And you can look at it, oh, yeah, there it is. Thanks a lot. I adjust my shades, and I go on. But let's say that you criticized the daughter of the head of the Gambino Italian mob family. And the next thing you know, you're out on a boat out in the ocean with cinder blocks and weights strapped to your feet. And you know the next place you are is about to be swimming with the fishes.
Yep.
You're in the water. And at that point, you're probably not, hey, can somebody help? Hey,
you're not adjusting your shades.
Yeah. You're not adjusting your shades. You're screaming at the top of your lungs, please save me. Help somebody. Yep. And that person throws in the life raft, which is why it's called a life raft. Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then you are overjoyed beyond belief.
Yep.
You are totally indebted to that person the rest of your life. There is a bond that could never be broken between you and that person because you know what they did for you.
Right.
And I think sometimes I forget, you know, and I forget about how indebted I am to him for what he did. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I think it depends also on what age it happens to you at.
Yeah.
Because if it happened to you early, where you're coming from, where you've been, you know, 20, 30 plus years ago, as to some
maybe they were reconnect.
Okay, so we might be back.
This might have been 30 minutes of dead air.
Yeah, this is Michelle. See? Michelle is making up for this because she is nowhere in the presence of this episode. But we are trying out new equipment. So we don't really know how much everyone's going to get. I'm going to be blessed regardless. But again, we are kind of just trying out stuff. I hate to do too much in case no one got to hear in this great stuff. All right, so let's just kind of transition semi-quickly to the event of all events. So far, this is the party of the cinch. This is, I'm telling you, the throwdown of all throwdowns. It is the conclave winter formal. Oh, yeah. And by the time some of you hear this, it might have already happened. Usually our, our loyal listeners have listened to it within a day of the next day. So I am super pumped. We should have the winter formal every week.
Yes.
Because I'm telling you, people are coming out of the woodwork for the winter formal. Hunter, I know you will be there. Greg, you're going to be there, and
I'm
your family.
And he's never been to any type of conclave.
Wow,
so,
I'm telling you, this is going to be pretty special.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty special. So
suit and tie, then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have a suit and tie?
Good. Oh, dude, I've got tails. I'm planning on wearing tux and tails.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Pat and Kane?
Man, oh, man.
A monocle.
That sounds good. So, yeah, it's going to be our next time. We're going to have a really nice meal. We're all going to be dressed up. And we're going to have like a little photo booth. Some nice decorations. We're going to be playing a live game show called The Liars Club that actually Greg will be helping us out in. A hilarious game. We'll be having music. I'll be spinning the ones and the twos in the middle of all the show, so you're just going to love that. So we're going to have a great time. Lots of conclavians will be there. And so it's just going to be a great time. And like I was telling everybody Sunday night at Conclave, we're going to blink our eyes. And it's going to be the beach time. And I know that's not going to happen for probably the two of you, but for all of our conclavians that are listening, you know, it's going to be pretty awesome. So I'm pretty excited about it. I'm pretty excited about it. Yeah. So, Hunter, let me talk to you about something real quick.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. So we have a caller. And let's go to him now. His name is, let me see, Greg from Birmingham.
Hi guys.
Oh, hello, Greg. We're so glad that you decided to call in tonight. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
We're just doing splendid. We're doing splendid. How's it going for you?
Oh, just fabulous.
Are you calling from the Birmingham, UK? Birmingham,
great question.
Birmingham, Wales.
Ooh, is that where? Is that where? It's actually it's not called Birmingham over there. It's called
Birmingham.
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 Birmingham. Yes. Yes. Excellent. So I'm guessing Greg, our normal Greg, as he's checking on the sound quality and seeing if we're actually getting a signal for the show. And so it seems so far so good. So that's excellent. Okay, so let's kind of go full circle to make sure everybody knows what's going on. The other big thing to talk about, this is a big thing we failed to talk about on Sunday, is the first Wednesday of March. We're talking a couple of weeks away, and we kick off Conclave Wednesday nights. This is the big deal. So a lot of people, when we first announced it, I was like, ooh, I'm not so sure how that's going to go. And people have been really receptive to it. So we have a pretty good conclavian contingency on Wednesday nights. And people said, yes, I'm totally excited about that. And so I want to go and be a part of that. So that's going to start the first Wednesday night of Conclave. If you go to our new Facebook page, we have a poll up right now that will say, what do you want to call it? Do you want to call it Conclave Wednesdays or Conclave U? So we have lots of choice. Oh, we have another caller. We have another caller? No, also, I thought we had another caller. So I'm super pumped about that. I think it's going to expose Conclave to a whole other set of people, maybe some people who can't come on Sunday nights or might can come on Wednesday.
Hey, and maybe if you've got a guest that you want to come and they've already got someplace they've got to be on Sundays, you can get them over there.
Right. Yeah. So I think it's going to be a great experience. I've had several people just volunteer information and come up and just say, hey, we are so excited about Conclave on Wednesday nights. When does that start? So everyone makes be sure that they remember that, put that note on your calendar for the first Wednesday night of March. Like I said, this is kind of a short show. This is more just for us testing it, so we do apologize. It didn't really need to be a real official show anyways, because without Casey, of course he did one without me last week.
He did, and he told me I could guest host.
Actually,
like this was an off the books kind of conversation.
Yeah.
He said, you know, Greg, if you need to take over for me.
Yeah, so he talked to me about that too. And what we decided was we want you to be the engineer.
Yeah,
and that's what I
thought
to you.
Yeah,
you're the sound engineer, but the sound engineer always has a mic where it's virtually co-host, but you're the sound engineer. And then you can talk whenever you want, of course.
Right, of course.
It's like the number three. Yeah, but actually, you should be like number one since you're the one that got us the awesome setup, right?
It's like the Trinity.
Somewhat awesome show.
Yeah, it's like the Trinity. And so in that aspect, you would be the fourth man in the Trinity, Hunter.
The fourth man in the furnace?
No, that would be Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus
no,
was the fourth man.
I just want to be like him. I don't want to be him.
If that's the case, I want to be Shadrach. And Casey can be Meshach.
So we're gonna finish up this real soon, but I'm gonna throw in this random bit of trivia.
Okay.
Nobody ever calls them by their Hebrew names.
That's correct.
It bothers me so bad.
It does.
It's one of my favorite stories, and nobody ever calls them by their Hebrew names, and it's a Hebrew story. So
do you know their Hebrew names? Like,
see, now I'm gonna feel bad because I'm all, hey, I'm
right.
in the seminary.
No, it doesn't matter. I know. I thought about
Mishael,
that as well.
Zephaniah and something else.
Yeah.
But they're Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
I know.
But
that Billy goat.
All right. Well, guys, thank you for being part. Audience, Conclavians, thank you for bearing with us tonight as we kind of worked out the kinks. It does sound like we are getting some sound quality, so it is a success.
Woo!
We're very excited about this. Join us next week for the next edition of Conclave Radio, and Casey will be back, hopefully. We will maybe do some Facebook Live that week, so it's just going to be a
and YouTube Live.
And YouTube
we're gonna
Live.
Try and set up
I'm
both.
Trying to work on the YouTube
both.
Live.
You're
great.
Not going to miss next week.
Yeah, do not miss next week. Do not miss next week. Hunter, Greg, thank you as always. I appreciate y'all's support. Tune in next week as you will hear Casey back for the next edition of
Conclave Radio.